to compete with the resources and the quarries throughout the world. Aberdeen has this, you know, they've got a history city, and I believe maybe 100 years ago that was the case. But things have moved on. We're in a situation now where just about every country in the world can produce granite much better than we can locally. Unfortunately, our forefathers didn't put the investment into the quarries that we had. They didn't put the machinery there to get us out nice square blocks that would be able to be manufactured into cladding panels and blocks of the proper size. So, no, the answer to that, simple answer to that is no, we can't compete.
So I understand there's still, you know, some granite quarried up here, but it's not used for building buildings.
Well, you find that most of the quarries that in this area are not owned by local people. They're owned by big organisations who do road construction materials or concrete materials and use a little bit of stone in the concrete product. So first and foremost, as I said, our forefathers and the owners of these companies have been passed hands so many times that we've had Arabs, we've had English companies, we've had companies from other parts of the world. In fact, one of the granite companies in Aberdeen now is owned by a Greek family. The situation is that we've let our granite industry go. Now, just to give you an idea of how big the granite world is, as you would say, I go to an exhibition in Nuremberg, and in that exhibition, it's about nine times the size of the oil exhibition in Aberdeen, and you have granite companies representative from Brazil, Russia, Spain, Portugal, China, all over. You know, granite's a worldwide product, and I don't think Aberdeen people realise that, you know, it comes out the ground here the same as it comes out the ground in China or Australia or Russia or wherever. You know, it's a product that's in the ground, and we just don't take it out of the ground the way we should, and that's basically economics.
So it's not like Scotland or the North East has run out of granite. It's just we don't have the infrastructure there anymore.
Yeah, that's the case. First of all, we don't own the quarries. So therefore, if you do a bit of research, you'll find that no granite company who manufacture granite, the dimensional stone or finished product, actually own the stone. The other side of the coin is you have monumental companies like Robertson's in Aberdeen. They would buy all their stone now from India or Finland, or, you know, the stone it comes in for, even monumental work, has come in from these countries for 50 years. People who are not in the trade don't realise that, you know, in the 1900s we had about 100 granite companies in Aberdeen, and now we have only two family businesses left. My company's one, Bonacoy Granite's, a totally independent family-owned company, and the other one is A.G. Robertson's, monumental company. Now, on top of that, you have individuals who have monumental businesses, but when you're speaking about the history, you've got to realise that our two companies here locally can't compete if we can't get the material from a local source. We can't manufacture locally. So therefore, we have to import the material. So the discussion then goes on to, well, why don't we import blocks of material from other countries? But the time that you import the waste product, the transport's very costly. So therefore, the cheapest and the best way is to import the stone finished, ready for construction. That's what we do. We've been doing it since 1997. We've had relations with China. And I was the guy who started Chinese granite into Scotland at that time. And I have no problems with it at all, because it keeps it local, keeps it with an Aberdeen company, instead of having, you know, a company from Glasgow or Edinburgh or London or Birmingham starting up this process and putting the granite to Aberdeen. So you can be assured it's a local company that's looking after the granite industry in Aberdeen. We're happy with what we provide, and we're very conscious of what we are replicating. So, you know, that's the situation there.
Could you envisage a situation where the quarrying industry is revitalised in the northeast, or is it gone too far now?
It's gone too far. I mean, Rubislaw Quarry is full of water. The housing round about it, Kemney Quarry, the seams of the good material are long gone. The material that was used for Union Street is long gone. We're in a situation now where we don't have investment in that type of work. A lot of young people went on to oil, big bucks in the oil. You know, many people in the granite industry throughout the years left the granite industry to work in the oil. We just couldn't compete. We're now in a situation where we have major problems with oil. Under $40 a barrel of oil in Aberdeen. We go on to other subjects now. We go into a situation where, you know, our councillors have been invested in the idea that we should be building big employment sites. I just wonder where half of these employment sites are going to be used. There is an upsurge in the construction industry, but that's a false economy. I mean, you can have an increase in construction industry, but the balance of the economy of the country is not right. It will come back to a stage once the AWPR disappears. We have a situation in Aberdeen where the full effects of the oil will hit into the city. My main concern is that we get good supply of granite from wherever in the world we can get it at the correct price, so that instead of building buildings with concrete products, at least we are putting granite back into the granite city.